Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The director of Freedom to Fascism, Aaron Russo, also made Eddie Murphy's Trading Places and brought the almost at Rolling Stones. They were here in Austin last night. Brought Led Zeppelin to the United States. He'll be joining us coming up in the next hour. We'll take calls then as well. Again, folks, I had so many questions. I'm sorry we've got to cram the calls in here. Mike and Mash, you're on the air with Gore Vidal. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good, sir.
Thanks. I've got two quick questions, one for you, one for Mr. Vidal.
Just skip the one for me. I'll put you on hold. Give the question to Gore Vidal.
Okay, Mr. Vidal, how are you, sir?
Pretty good. How are you?
Great, thanks. I'm sure you recall doing an interview with Sacha Cohen on the HBO comedy show, The Allergy Show, a few years back, where he came out dressed as a British rapper. I was just wondering if you've seen that interview, and if at any point you realized that the interview was merely a comedy show where he purposely will ask outrageous kind of questions.
Did you know that Ali G was satire?
Yes. I picked that up in about 2 minutes. And it sort of dampened the show a bit because I played satire back.
Right, right. I noticed that. Well, I'm a big fan of that interview, a big fan of yours. Have you seen the show at all, sir?
Please come see my film. If not successful, I will be executed.
Right, right. Borat.
He's very, very funny.
Yeah. Especially when he goes to white supremacist houses and runs around. Oh, it's incredible. Okay, caller, I appreciate your call. You heard his answer. Yes, it's very funny. Mark in Canada, you're on the air with Gore Vidal. Go.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good. My question actually was about the NORAD's stand down and Cheney's involvement in the Pentagon.
Yeah, any more on that, Gore Vidal? We kind of cut you short there last segment.
Well, it's you hear excuses now. I know that the commission in Congress went on record, by and large they were pretty cowardly, but they went on record immediately after all the questioning that they didn't believe a word that NORAD was saying. Well, as NORAD tried to explain what was going on and why the fighters had not been scrambled.
Do you think there should be a new independent investigation?
Of course there should. And it would be a wonderful time to do it at the impeachment of Bush.
Do you think we might find more than just let it happen?
I think you might find everything.
Ah.
We ought to know, but do not know.
Mark, anything else?
Yeah, I can understand extending the benefit of the doubt to Bush and Rumsfeld saying that they couldn't have orchestrated. Would you extend that same benefit of the doubt to Cheney and his circle of oil barons?
There's no proof that Cheney is popular at the Pentagon. I think he's regarded, as Rumsfeld is, as a civilian nuisance who should go back to running a pharmaceutical company and stay out of military affairs where he knows nothing. If we had had an active legislative branch of the government, which we haven't, we have a bunch of political hacks who pretend to be the Republican majority. Well, they are the Republican majority, but they do nothing. They question nothing.
All right. Thank you so much for the call. Very quickly, who's up next here in order? Ed in Florida, you got 30 seconds.
Mr. Vidal, I would ask you, I would beg you to please watch 9/11 Part 1 Mysteries, Demolitions. I'm hoping it'll change your mind about 9/11.
Yeah, I'm going to send him a bunch of films.
Okay, great. Look, given that Kerry gave up so quickly in Ohio and seemed to take a dive, and that Pelosi is the third wealthiest member of the House and an obvious member of the elitist establishment, do you see any change in the Military Commissions Act or policy when they take over the House? And
thank
more
you.
Importantly,
okay, go ahead, caller.
There better be a change, or the Democrats will be told to go home.
All right, thank you, caller. Thank you so much. And I'm sorry to the other callers. We're out of time. I've already squeezed more time out of Mr. Vidal. Mr. Vidal, I look forward to interviewing you for the TV show when you arrive in Austin in the next few weeks. And thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Take care. We'll be right back with Aaron Russo. America, Freedom to Fascism. We now have the DVD. It's available at InfoWars.com.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, my friends, we're now 8 minutes into this third and final hour. Open phones in the second half. Tons of vital news and information. I'm going to be thrilling in Aaron Russo and getting his take on. He's been in the fight against the New World Order publicly for now over a decade. There's a lot of courage. You know, he had a string of big Hollywood hits. He brought one of the biggest rock bands in U.S. history to the United States. And, of course, that's Led Zeppelin. And but all of that, I think, great accomplishments, pales in significance to the courage that he has brought forward in the fight against the New World Order and the battle for our republic, America, freedom to fascism. I had the honor of introducing it here locally. It was only in theaters here in Austin for a week to sold out, overflowing, bursting crowds. And he pulled the film himself because he wanted to get a better, film of it, a better print. And he's actually made the film even more powerful, and it was excellent then. And there is a new, even more powerful, polished version that is available on DVD. Today is the launch date. And months ago I talked to Aaron Russo about how he wanted to carry it, and I have secured thousands of copies of America, Freedom to Fascism. That way you support his work and our work and what we're all doing here. And it is available right now at infowars.com. Today is the day. The first day it is available. It is now available at infowars.com. America, Freedom to Fascism. And it is an incredible documentary. It is so informative, and it strikes at the root, the central banking system, the Federal Reserve System. It exposes their taxing mechanism, the IRS, and then it gets into the microchips and the whole New World Order, a larger plan. It is such an important documentary. It is so well produced. It is riveting. And the newest version, because he had that version he put out first, this one's even better from what you might have seen on the internet somewhere or what you might have seen at the theaters. This is extremely powerful. You need to get it right now at InfoWars.com, or you can call toll-free to get it, 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. It is $19.95 and well worth it. This thing could be $50 and it'd be worth it, especially with a devalued dollar. It probably should be right now, thanks to our banker friends yet again. Please go to InfoWars.com and get it, or 888-253-3139. This film deserves to be seen, needs to be seen. You need to make it a huge success. You need to get it out into everybody's hands. Get your high-quality DVD right now at InfoWars.com, or again, 888-253-3139, or you can write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704, and secure your copy. There have been other films made about the Federal Reserve, 3, 4, 6 hours long. They're good, but the average person is not going to, the average American, the MTV culture is not going to watch it. They will be riveted by the fast-moving and powerful information in Freedom to Fascism. Get it now. And I am belaboring that because I believe in this film and I want you to see it. Aaron Russo, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me on. It's an honor to be with you. It really is.
It's an honor to be with you. We just had Gore Vidal on talking about government-sponsored terror and total fascist takeover, the death of the Republic. I mean, it's just getting more and more obvious that we're in hot water.
Well, that's why I made the movie. I'm very glad you had Gore Vidal on the show. He has a lot of smart things to say, even though I don't agree about everything. But I think what's happening, and what has to continue happening, is that the country has to stop being polarized between the left and the right. We all have to come together and go against the real enemy. And the real enemy we face in this country today is the banking system and the Federal Reserve System. They're the ones who control. You know, and when you watch The Wizard of Oz, and they pull back the curtain, and you see the wizard controlling everything. Well, that's what's happening in America today. The wizard is the Federal Reserve System. It's a tool of the international bankers to control the government and to control the people, and they must be brought down. Shutting down the Federal Reserve System is the most important component of anything we can do in this country today. Whether you're out there fighting for gun control or the environment, whatever issues you believe in, okay, put them aside for a minute. As important as they are, they're not as important as shutting down the Federal Reserve System. And the focus of the movie and everything I'm doing and what everybody's focus in this country should be today, to win this battle, to save this country, to stop the New World Order, to stop the North American Union, to stop SPP, is to shut down the Federal Reserve System. That's what has to happen.
Well, that is the place from which this dark spring of poison flows. And I look at it as a twin star orbiting each other. Like a quasar, because what we're witnessing here is the two central issues. The heart is the central banking system from which all their power flows, and then the key that they use to keep people in line to submit to them and the police state is government-sponsored terror, and those two come together as a nexus. So I agree, the central issue is the Federal Reserve central banking cartel. And for those that don't know, the film covers it. Get into, we have a lot of new listeners every millisecond, break down what the Federal Reserve is and why it is central.
Well, the movie, first of all, deals with the IRS in the first instance, because everybody knows the IRS. Everybody can relate to the IRS. So when I made the movie, I dealt with the IRS first because everybody can relate to it. And when we prove the fraud of the income tax, I have a scene in the movie where I interview the former IRS commissioner. I don't think that's ever been on tape before, that they've had an IRS commissioner.
And he says in Yiddish, nothing will help you. Basically, you're dead.
Garnished helfen, he says. Nothing will help you. Because the reason he says that, he was so frustrated because I got him to say on film, he said to me that the 16th Amendment is what allows the federal government to tax the labor of the people. And I said, well, that was in 1913. What about all the Supreme Court decisions between 1916 and 1923 that said you can't do that? Okay? And he was trapped. And he said, Supreme Court decisions do not apply to the IRS, okay? And that's when he ended up saying garnish my health, and meaning nothing will help him because he was so frustrated. He didn't know where to go anymore. But he said, he admitted on tape that the Supreme Court has said that and that they're doing it anyway, you see? And so the way I made the movie is when the public sees that, because to me it was so important that this movie not just be for the freedom movement or the patriot movement, call it whatever you will, for the people who believe in freedom, but for the people who are Americans who don't really understand what's going on. This movie had a play to them. And so when we prove that the IRS has no authority to tax the labor of the people, then we get into the Federal Reserve System. Then they begin to understand the fraud of what's happening in this country. Because everybody believes the government has a right to tax you. And when they learn they don't and they see that fraud, then they begin to see the rest of the frauds and how the Federal Reserve System is controlling our government, giving us national ID cards, RFID chips, how they destroyed the currency of this country, how they're trying to destroy the gold market and the silver market because they can't produce those at will. They can produce fake currency, you know, dollar bills, all they want, you know, but they can't produce gold and silver to control things. They don't want people to think of metals as being a currency. They want people to think that you got to have dollars. Well, we all know the dollar's been destroyed. I mean, my parents bought a house in 1955 for $27,000. In 2005, it sold for like $1.2 million, the same house. The value of the house didn't go up. It was the value of the dollar went down. They're destroying the currency of this country between what I call the three evil eyes, income tax, inflation, and interest rates. People can't survive anymore. And all those three things go to the bankers.
And it's a black hole. The bankers admit in their own documents that the whole system is designed to bankrupt people, designed to blow out economies, designed to bring nations to their knees, so the bankers can then come in and literally repossess the entire society. Then they put a police state in place, like they've done in Russia, like they've done in Argentina, like they do everywhere.
Well, it's designed to give the bankers power. It's designed to have to put them in control of the people. America was founded on the concept that we, the people, control our own lives. Now the institutions control us. We no longer control of our own lives any longer. We're no longer individuals. We're just sheep. We're chattel to them. Okay? And it has to stop. And the reason I made this movie is to get everybody to join together in a movement.
You are exposing the hoax. You are, and again, it's a riveting film, action-packed. It moves from point to point. It will wake up the generally, you know, brain-dead public because they're not really brain-dead. They've been mesmerized. They've been hypnotized by the emperor's new clothes. This does implode the hoax. Right now, folks, we're carrying it. We're going to push this film big time. This is the biggest acquisition of anybody else's film I've ever done. In fact, I plan to even get more of these out than I have Loose Change Second Edition. And I'm going to be really promoting this film. I believe you need to have it. DVD is the key, and we have it available to you right now at InfoWars.com via the Safe Secure Online Yahoo Shopping Cart. Or, again, we hope you call toll free to get it, 888-253-3139. Aaron Russo has busted his butt to make this film. You know, Terror Storm cost me close to $100,000 to make. Aaron, I was talking to you a few weeks ago. You said this thing cost you $1 million, not just to make it, but to promote it and buy ads on national television and everything else you've done.
Well, it's more than that. And the fact is that, you know, I received six Academy Award nominations. I've won Emmys and Tonys and all kinds of things. And I had to make the movie, you know, it took me 2 years of my life to make this movie. And no one was paying me for that. And no movie studio was willing to distribute the movie. Even though they all saw it and thought the movie was brilliant, they said, we can't put this out. We're afraid of being ordered by the IRS. We can't put this out. You know, I remember I got a telephone call. Aaron, would I go on CNBC, you know, the news channel, and because they heard my new movie was coming out, and they said, look, you're a big famous producer. Come on, talk about your new movie. We have this show called Power Lunch. I said, sure, I'll be happy to do the show. And I send them a copy of the film, and the next day they called up and canceled the interview. They won't put this on television. They won't let anybody. They don't want anybody to see this movie. And
well,
it was my job to make sure this movie gets out, that everybody sees it. That when you buy this movie, that you have house parties, you have people over who don't know what's going on in this country, so you can finally convince them of what the truth is. And not only is the Federal Reserve in control of our lives, it's our job, it's our responsibility as Americans.
You're right. Stay there. We got a break. Hey, Aaron, I hear a noise. You know who that is? We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Ted Anderson from Midas. Today is October 23rd, 2006. Gold opened at $583.30, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $615.19. Again, that's $615.19 to purchase 1 ounce gold coins. You ever wonder why deficit spending never goes away? Would you believe me if I told you that fiscal responsibility would lead to a second Great Depression? Believe it or not, this is true. Our economy gets its currency from a private banking cartel. We, the people, labor to create the money, only to turn it over to this institution for its seal of approval. They, in turn, lend it back to us, and we, the people, are forced to labor to service the interest on this debt. Midas Resources is offering The Creature from Jekyll Island a second look at the Federal Reserve. Call 800-686-2237. If you haven't read this book, get a copy today. 800-686-2237. If you have, pick up a copy for your friend or relative. Call 1-800-686-2237.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place. Surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Legendary Hollywood movie producer and much more. He's made American Freedom to Fascism. If you saw it in theaters, the new official final version is even more powerful, available on DVD right now from InfoWars.com. You were continuing talking about starting a national movement. I know you can't disclose what you were telling me during the break privately, But there are a lot of heavy hitters who've seen it and are totally blown away, because when people realize that this is matrix level, that the whole banking system's a fraud, everything you've been told is a lie about what's happening in this country, and they're getting ready to kill the hog, the fat Christmas hog they fattened up. Aaron Russo, please continue.
Well, the point is that the bankers control this country. They control George Bush. They control Bill Clinton. They control the game. I'm going to tell you a very brief story. When I was friends with one of the Rockefeller family, okay? And he came to my house one night and we were talking. And he said to me, and I loved talking to him because there was so much information that I got from the horse's mouth. And he said to me, Aaron, what do you think the Women's Liberation Movement was about? And I said, and I had fairly conventional thinking about that issue at the time. And I said, I think it was about women having a right to work like a man does and getting equal pay with men. It was about equality. And he starts to laugh at me and said, Aaron, you know what? You're an idiot. I said, what? Why am I an idiot? He said, let me tell you something, Aaron. Let me tell you how this thing really works. We, the Rockefeller family, were behind Women's Lib. The Rockefeller Foundation helped finance it. We were the ones who got in the newspapers and television. And you want to know why? I said, yeah, tell me why. He said, there's two main reasons. I said, what were they? He said, the first reason was we couldn't tax half the population before Women's Lib. And the second reason was, now we get the kids in school at an early age, and we indoctrinate them, and we teach them how to think, and the state becomes the parent now instead of the children.
And that's one of the reasons you woke up to the New World Order, because you're there sitting with the New World Order, and they're bragging about it. You know, I learned about that about 15 years ago. One of the things that woke me up, I read Gloria Steinem's, one of her books, I forget the name now, she bragged that the CIA approached her, they set up Miss Magazine, they set up that rebellion to get women fighting with men, to get the family fighting with each other, so they could get the children, the taxes, according to the documents I've seen, were secondary, but still very important, you're right. And this is how cynical they are.
It's not cynical, it's evil. This is how evil, they'll sell things on the basis of being honorable, like equality. But it's not about that at all. It's about because they want to own us and control us like we're chattel, like we're cattle to these people. That's what it is. They want everybody in the, and I'm telling you what's from the horse's mouth. They want everybody in this earth chipped. They want an RFID chip in everybody. They want to live in a cashless society where all money is in your chip. Everything is in their chip. And if they don't like what you do, they turn off your chip and you can't buy food. And you can't do anything. It's
what
total,
else did
absolute control.
What
That's
else?
What they're trying to do.
I agree. What else did this Rockefeller tell you? What other gems did you pick up?
Well, I just told you another gem.
So he said that too?
Oh, yeah.
How long ago was this?
This was probably, let's see, maybe 4 years ago, 4.5 years ago, something in that neighborhood, maybe 5, you know? And like, to me, all this stuff was just like... You know, I'm the kind of guy that I believe in my individuality. To me, the most important thing that a person can do in their life...
Controlling your own destiny.
You have to like yourself. You see, if most people ask you, what's the most important thing in life, they'll say, well, your family, or your health, or your money. I don't say yes to any of those things. I think the most important thing in your life is to like yourself. Because if you don't like yourself... That means you don't respect yourself.
And you're not going to like your family. Most people are insecure. I agree. They're insecure. They hate themselves. And so they hate everybody else around them. And they're driven.
Right.
And no matter how many baubles they get and Cadillacs and houses, they're not going to be happy. But when you do like yourself, you got to have a mission and be in the proper place.
And you have to respect, to like yourself, you have to respect yourself. That means you have to behave in a fashion that you admire that somebody else were doing it. You see, and that's the key. And the reason why I'm doing what I'm doing is because I want to like Aaron Russo. I want to be proud of myself. When I'm sitting on my deathbed, I don't want to have any regrets the way I've lived my life.
Yes,
I believe what the founding fathers gave us. I believe in freedom of the individual, and I believe that's our mission on this earth is to fulfill your God-given potential
yes.
that God gave you when you were born.
That is
and
the
you
key.
Can't do that, and you can't. And I believe these bankers are evil people. And the battle we face on this earth today is not whites against blacks or Jews against Arabs or Republicans against Democrats, but good versus evil. That's the real battle we're facing. We're facing evil personified, and we have to stop it. We better all join together and stop being polarized and create a movement across this country that will sweep these people out of power.
Yes.
That's what has to be done, and I'm ready, and I'm prepared to be part of that movement.
Yes, Aaron Russo, we got a break again. Long segment coming up. We'll take calls. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-339-1700. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-339-1700. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-339-1700. That's 1-800-339-1700.
As snow falls on the majestic Rocky Mountains, it eventually melts. The water east of the Continental Divide travels downhill over 1,600 miles before reaching the Atlantic Ocean. On the western side, water travels downhill almost 1,000 miles to reach the Pacific Ocean. As you ponder this miracle, ask yourself this question.
How many people and animals has that water passed through before it reaches my area?
Berkey has revolutionized the way water is purified simply and naturally. At the heart of these portable systems are the Black Berkey purification elements. So powerful, these elements extract pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, heavy metals, and yeah, they can purify that downward flowing water. Berkey purification systems get rid of the unhealthy stuff in your water while leaving the healthy, beneficial materials that your body needs. For more information on the powerful Berkey purifiers, call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call today, that's 888-803-4438, or visit us on the web at berkeywater.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Toll free number to join us on air, 1-800-259-9231. And Dave, Mike, Robert, Paul, and many others are going to be going to your calls here in a few minutes. Please try to keep it brief so we have a chance to get to more of your calls. Always that catch-22. And I am asking you to go to InfoWars.com and get my new film, Terror Storm, with the 68 minutes of extras on top of it from our historic 9/11 symposium we had in Los Angeles to expose the government-sponsored terror, which is absolutely central because governments continue to stage terror attacks as a pretext to scare everybody into going along with their plans. But then the root of this criminal group that's in control, that's using terror to basically cattle prod us into submission, is the banking system and its taxing mechanism of the IRS. The 16th Amendment was never ratified. I've studied it. I've looked at it. And we're not saying there aren't constitutional taxes. This is not one of them. And it's the heart of how they're wrecking this society. Aaron Russo is our guest. Please visit InfoWars.com. Please get America, Freedom to Fascism today. He spent over $1 million to make this and promote it and get it out, and he's asking for your help. Get it. Have little meetings in your area. Show it to your neighbors. Buy multiple copies. Give it as a gift this holiday season on this Christmas. But don't wait till Christmas. Give it as an early gift. Give it as a birthday present. Just give the gift of knowledge and information. Again, InfoWars.com to order all of my documentaries and all the other books and videos we carry, like America, Freedom to Fascism. Just out. Today's the release. It just really got announced. It was being released today, last night. So it's here, America, Freedom to Fascism. Or you can simply Call toll free to get it, 888-253-3139. Going back to Aaron Russo. Aaron, I know you don't want to talk a lot about this because you're focused on the issue, but you talk about, you know, lying in your bed someday dying, and I don't think that's going to happen for a long time. We all pray that doesn't, but you've had to beat cancer several times in your bladder. You were just in Germany getting treatment, and how did that go?
Oh, what a fabulous. They're brilliant over there. They have methods over there that they don't use over here, that they're not allowed to use over here. Here they have certain protocols the FDA lays down, and doctors have to go by those protocols.
Now here, didn't they just tell you to go lie down and die, but then you went over there and they said no problem?
Yeah, exactly. Here I went to the doctor here. He said, listen, Aaron, you're a hopeless case. And I said, oh, my God, really? And I was preparing myself. But on the other hand, I said, I don't feel like I'm ready to die. I don't feel like my mission is over here, so I know there's something wrong. And I went over to Germany, and we took care of the problem. And I'm healthy as could be right now. I feel fantastic. Everything is great. They removed the tumors. There's no tumors left in my body. And I'm healthy as a horse, and I'm ready to kick some butt.
I just find it interesting, if you don't mind, what was the particular treatment and how this, because, you know, there is a lot of, and of course, this was medical doctors, too, in Europe, things that are available there that aren't available here.
Well, as an example, like in Europe, in this particular clinic that I went to, I can't say all of Europe, but this clinic, they take your blood and they send it over to Athens, Greece. And then Athens, Greece, they can actually test your blood and tell you which particular products work against your particular cancer, which they don't do here. The next thing that you can do there is they can actually take chemotherapy, which I've always been against, and because it's poison, and it spreads around your body. What they do over there, which they do not do here,
they localize it.
They target. In other words, what they did with me, the cancer was around my bladder. They would actually went to my artery and deposit some chemotherapy directly onto my cancer, shut off my blood vessel, so the chemo couldn't travel throughout my body, so there were no side effects. And it just sat on top of my cancer and started dissolving it. And then when it weakened the cancer, they went and did the surgery and took it out. You understand?
Yeah, that's another thing I was reading about.
Let me finish one more thought, please. And then they take the actual tumor itself and make a vaccination out of it. And they vaccinate you so it can't come back, which they don't do here. So there's three methods right there that I'm telling you about that they don't do in America.
And I was reading about a lot of these treatments being done at, you know, mainline clinics and hospitals in Europe, if you've got the money to pay. And they're having incredible success rates. In fact, we always hear every few weeks, oh, a new cure for this, a new cure for that. I remember hearing a year ago, the Japanese have a cancer vaccination, but again, it has to be made out of your cancer, and it works. And so everybody's developing this stuff, but it gets shelved here in the U.S. because there is a population control agenda. Did you know that the Rockefellers, Aaron, actually in the 20s spent tens of millions of dollars studying cancer? And a lot of evidence shows that they were involved in the proliferation of cancer viruses through the vaccines.
Well, I didn't know that, but I do know that when I was friendly with them, we had conversations about population control and bringing the population down in this world by a half, by a third to a half at minimum. I know they do things to accomplish those goals.
You talked to one of the Rockefellers and they admitted that?
Yes.
You want to say which Rockefeller?
Well, I don't know. My friend was Nick Rockefeller. And, I've been offered, to join the CFR, to do many things, and, you know what? I that if I joined, you know, they would back a bunch of nightclubs for me and this thing and that. Look, you know, here's the deal. These guys own the banking system, and because they control the money supply, they control the government, they control the people. And it's like, now think about Barry Bonds, the great home run slugger. If he had to go to bat and he didn't have a baseball bat in his hand, okay, take these bankers away, take away the control of their making the money, and they lose their tool that allows them to control everything. Take away the Federal Reserve System from these people, and you totally cripple them. And that's what you have to do. You must shut down the Federal Reserve System. That is the thing I've come away with understanding. That is the critical agenda that we must face as a people, to stop this private banking cartel from controlling the money supply in this country. And we can shut them down. And the Congress has the legal authority to shut it down. And we have to mass and organize and create a movement across this country. The slogan that I have is one people, one movement, freedom for all. That's what I believe in.
Well, Aaron, let me just briefly tell you a story. I took my wife to the premiere of Freedom to Fascism, American Freedom to Fascism, here at the big theater at the mall. And she really likes you. She said, he's like a little bulldog. I like him. And she rarely says she likes people. She was going, oh, I like him. He's so cute. He's a little bulldog. She was so funny. She goes, I like how he walks. Look at him, a little bulldog.
I do like people. I love people. And I think people are basically good. You know, I think they've been taught to think they're not good anymore. I think everything's been perverted. And I think we've lost control of our own lives. And I think this battle's been going on for years, for centuries, for thousands of years. You know, it's always been, and it's time that we take control of our own lives again and start putting up resistance. In other words, what these guys try to do is they use the government to control us. You understand? And it's time that we resist. It's time that we say we are no longer going to cooperate with the government. We are no longer going to cooperate with this. We have to have civil disobedience.
Well, I agree.
We have to do what Martin Luther King did. We have to do what Gandhi did. We have to do what George Washington did. We have to do and take our country back.
We have to take what's happening very, very serious. I want to take some calls, Aaron Russo, but I just want to add here that you also told me about a month ago when I talked to you when you were first really promoting the film in theaters, or maybe it was longer now. Time just blasts past us. But that you were going to go on big radio stations, too, and people were calling up the stations saying, no, don't put that on. They've had an active campaign to suppress your film.
Look, the fact of the matter is that none of the big reviewers on television would review my film. The reviews that were written in the what's so interesting is the reviews that were written in the mainstream media have mostly been all negative, and all the reviews on the Internet there have been fantastic. The people give it standing. Every show we have standing ovations. People love the movie. The New York Times lies about the film. The New York Times writer, he wrote a whole thing saying that I was basically full of baloney. And so I went back to the New York Times, back to 1916, when the Supreme Court decisions came out about the income tax and the 16th Amendment, and it proved everything I was saying was correct. So back then, the New York Times told the truth. Now they lie about it. You understand? Everything today is fictitious. It's a lie. We live in an illusionary world because we live in a world where it's all controlled. Our media is controlled. We're taught what to think. And we better wake up to the facts and realize that those of us who know what the facts are better organize together, stop being polarized, and join together and work together to create the movement across this country and stop talking about it and take action. That's what it's going to take.
Absolutely. Folks, again, we're in a false reality. Aaron Russo's right. We're talking to the producer and director of America Freedom to Fascism, a powerful new film that you absolutely need to get today. Please purchase it from Infowars.com right now. I've seen it. I'm telling you it's powerful. And the new version, it's a little different from what was in theaters. Can you describe for folks, Aaron Russo, how the final edition on DVD is even better than what people saw in theaters?
Well, the one that came out in the theaters originally, I was in Germany with cancer when the prints were being done, and I wasn't there to approve it, and the prints were not nearly up to my standards. And so when I came back and I saw the movie with the prints and I saw the sound quality and what they were doing, I was not at all happy. And I pulled it from the theaters.
By the way, I mean, of course, I saw what you're talking about. It's almost like work was put into screwing it up, or maybe I'm being paranoid.
Well, that's what I felt like. I don't know if that was intentional. I think it was negligence, but because I wasn't there to supervise it. But it really bothered me greatly.
Yeah, but these companies know how to do that.
That's true. I can't be accusatory without knowing the facts.
No. But I mean, I've sent home movies off to have them put onto film that didn't. I mean, come on.
You know, I understand, and so I took it out, and when I stopped it, I went in and I started making new additions, talking about the North American Union, and started putting other things. The movie has much more information than it does today, and somebody took an earlier version of the film and put it up on the Internet, which is so far from being a finished version. And
that's not even the film you put in theaters, what they put on the web. That was an early promo,
exactly.
Not for distribution, only for folks to get an early review of it.
Yeah, well, what happens is that people get so excited to get the film, they think they're doing a service to everybody, by pirating and putting it out early, and they don't realize they're not putting all the information out, and they're jumping the gun, and they're hurting the cause instead of helping the cause.
Yeah, Aaron Russo, I want to take some calls, but the final version is available right now on InfoWars.com, as I said. But your film, I know you can't say any names. You told me off record, and I appreciate that confidence. I won't tell anybody. And in case the folks running the show heard anything, I don't think they did during that break, you didn't hear anything. Only three of us know what Aaron said, even if the other guy heard it, so you didn't hear anything, or you know what happens. It's a joke. You will sleep with the fishes. It's a joke, folks. But to be serious, some big heavy hitters have seen this and are amazed.
Yeah, I mean, I got calls last week from one of the most powerful couples in Hollywood, from that representative, saying they went crazy for the film. And they loved it, and they had to see it right away because I get them a disc over it. And it's happening quite a lot. The word is spreading. You know, the question is, are we going to allow it to be suppressed or not?
We also hear that Hollywood's a bunch of crazy liberals, and I've been there at some supposedly really liberal people's houses. They're pro-Second Amendment. They're against vaccines. They know there's a population control program. They know 9/11's an inside job. They know the Democrats are controlled. They know about the Federal Reserve. I've actually found Hollywood, a lot of them know what's going on. The problem is they're scared to death.
Yeah, they are scared to death. A lot of them don't have the courage or their convictions, but I understand why. But the fact is, the matter is that it's going to be up to us to get this out and have parties, have people see this. I tell you something, this movie will be a tool, an instrument to turn this country around.
It is.
I believe that from the bottom of my heart.
If the listeners take action right now and blow those phones off the wall, I just want you to have this information. I have a lust for information. I literally have a passion for exposing corruption, just like Aaron does. We're kindred spirits on this. And please make this film as big as it deserves to be. Go to InfoWars.com and get it. Aaron, why do you have the passion and the courage that so many others don't have, that, I mean, a few like Charlie Sheen do, a few like Richard Linklater do?
I guess I have it because I've always been an individual most of my life. I don't like being told how I should live my life. I don't like being a slave to other people's wishes. And I believe that the whole point of life is to fulfill your potential that you were born with and to be who you were meant to be. And you can't do that. These guys don't want you to be that. They want you to be a robot, a hamster on a wheel.
Well, that's because they're threatened. They're threatened by free, dynamic human beings following their own destiny. They're scared of our potential. It's like a male lion going into the pride and killing the baby males. He's trying to kill what can threaten his supremacy later.
Yeah, the difference is a male lion at least has courage. These guys are cowards. These guys are cowards. They hide behind what they got. They don't have the courage of anything. They're evil, cowardly people. I know these people, and I'm telling you something. They can be defeated. They win because they have the psychology.
Oh, you can tell they're scared
people,
now.
They have people cowed in this country. People, oh, we can't win. We can't do this.
No, we can't.
Yeah, right. A lot of whimpering. It's nonsense. You can win. I know these people, and I'm telling you something. You can win. They're cowards.
Well, they wouldn't spend so much time and energy trying to suppress us if they weren't scared to death of us.
Well, of course they're scared to death. They know that what they're doing is a ploy. They understand that they're winning by default, in the sense that people give up easily.
Well, take the Bilderberg group. They are scared to death that it comes out that they're at a meeting and setting policy. Tony Blair is now being confronted in Parliament about it. Oh, and I forgot to tape it off C-SPAN last night with Prime Minister's questions. I see there's so much going on. I wanted to add that in a new film I'm making. Somebody out there, if you taped it, send it to me, get it, whatever. Let's take a few calls here. Let's go ahead and talk to, who's up first here, Mike and Mesh? Oh, Dave in California's first. Dave in California, you're on the air, welcome.
Thank you, Alex. This is Dave Short from Northern California, and I'm ordering America Freedom to Fascism as soon as I get off the phone, Mr. Russo.
Thank you, Dave.
You're welcome, sir.
Thank you. I know you're going to be really happy you did.
I'm certain I will. Let me ask you, sir, what's your policy on people making recordings of that?
What's my policy? Look, you know, you can, but I prefer that people buy it, obviously, because I have a ton of money into it.
Sure.
But if you have to make copies of it, and I just want people to see it.
Okay.
I want people to see it.
I prefer
they buy it. If you have to make copies, do what you got to do.
Let me just say this, because I live in the very position that Aaron's in, and very few people know what this is like. Your passion, and it's not a good word, but I use it. It is a lust. Okay, I'm greedy. I want the truth to get out. That's like gobs of diamonds in my hands. I want to bring these criminals to justice. That's my passion. But at the same time, if you don't support us, folks, we're not going to be here. Okay, we need you to buy stuff from us.
Because if you don't, I can't. If I don't get my money back, I can't make the next movie. You understand? This movie wasn't made for a nickel. You know, and if Barry just makes copies and doesn't buy them, then I can't get the money back.
Yeah, it's a catch 22.
I mean, somebody said to me, "Here's a few million dollars, Aaron, and let us make copies." I said, "Yeah, go make all the copies you want." You know what I'm saying? But if I don't get my money back, I can't make volume two or volume three. So it's sort of you're betwixt and between. You want the information out there.
You're in a rock and a hard place, catch 22.
In a sense, yeah, you are. But if you feel the need to make copies and go ahead and make it, if you feel you can buy them, please buy them.
Good job, Aaron Russo. Thank you, caller. Please purchase as many copies as you can of America, Freedom to Fascism, of Terror Storm. We're both in the same boat. It's nice to be able to talk to somebody who lives the same thing I do.
You're in that situation. We are.
Yeah. We'll come right back and jam in Mike, Robert, and Paul, and a few others.
Year. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Right now, folks, go to Infowars.com, order America, Freedom to Fascism, the final edition. It is amazing. First time it's released on DVD. It's been upgraded. North American Union added in some other key information. Available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. It's $19.95. Buy multiple copies. Get it out to everybody you know. Quickly, Kyle in California, then Mike and Robert. I'll try to cram Paul in. Kyle, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Thank you.
I'm just calling for Aaron and you. I personally have Terror Storm. I have all your movies, and I, you know, they're awesome. And my friends make fun of me all the time about how terrorism is fault, you know, it's
he wants freedom. Kyle's weird.
Yeah. And they just laugh at me, and it's annoying. It really is annoying.
They don't sound like very good friends, because I can't beat people off of me with a stick who know the truth. Generals and former CIA top people and folks on the street, so it sounds like you're running with the wrong people. You want to comment on what he's saying, Aaron?
Yeah, I think if you show them this movie, I think they're going to stop laughing at you.
They don't want to. It seems like they don't want
to
watch.
Listen to me. I've come across this before. Show them this movie. They will no longer laugh at you.
I'm going to buy your movie. Definitely. I'm going to do that once I get back home. And I'm going to buy another Terror Storm. And, I'm going to try giving it to my family and stuff like that.
I can promise you this. I've seen people's heads just turn right around. I've seen people who didn't believe anything that Alex and I talk about.
Yeah.
And if they see the movie, they get it. This movie brings it all together.
Aaron interviews all the bigwigs, and they're just there being caught in their lies. It's amazing. Thank you, Kyle. Got to jump. Let's talk to Mike and Mass. Go ahead, Mike.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
Back again here with a more appropriate political question for you. I remember several days ago somebody called in and stated that the Military Commissions Act shouldn't, in fact, be a law because of the amount of time it took to go into signing. So I'm just wondering if you guys ever...
Yes, we looked into it, and that was a misinterpretation. Thank you. It has passed into law. Let's go ahead and talk to Robert in L.A. Robert, you're on the air.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you, Aaron. I'm Robert in California here. I was able to see your show on October 6th in Beverly Hills, Aaron. And thank you for speaking. It really woke up my girlfriend, too, who what really hit home for her was the actual chip part. But we just got to remember that, you know, God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and sound mind.
Okay. Now, let me ask you a question. This is important. Your girlfriend, when she saw the movie and after she saw the movie, did it change her opinions about what was going on?
Oh, yeah, it changed her opinions. Believes in more in the power of positive thought that will change the world, as well as I think we should take action as well.
Mm-hmm. Good. Because I want people to understand the power of this film to change people's minds
yes.
and understand what's going on in
Robert,
the country.
Robert, thank you. Final call. Paul in Vancouver, Canada, hit us.
Hi, guys. Someone told me that it's possible to, you can disassociate yourself with the U.S. government and end your contract with them.
There's a lot of patriot mythology. The government doesn't care. They'll still try to enforce it. You got to wake the public up to the Matrix fraud first. Aaron?
The government just uses force. They don't care about all these technicalities. Believe me, the yellow fringe on the flag, the UCC code, all these things. You know, they're great theories. The government doesn't care about those things.
It's called tyranny, brother.
Guns. They don't care. You can look for the legal loopholes you want. They don't really care.
We got to take it back with the info war and defend ourselves physically if need be. Thank you.
Go on my website, freedomtofascism.com, and volunteer to help us.
Yes, okay. Thank you so much for the call, Paul. Thank you, Aaron Russo. We'll have you up again soon. Thanks for the time and Godspeed.
You too, buddy. God bless everybody.
Take care. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard the man. Get the video right now at InfoWars.com on the secure, safe online video and bookstore shopping cart. Get America Freedom to Fascism at InfoWars.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. Huge guest this week as we intensify the InfoWar.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.